Homer almost gets run over on the driveway. Then the Simpson family is deep fried and served up on the sofa. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Now, the topic for your research paper will be World War I.
Was that the war with Hitler or Merlin?
Oh, you idiot. Merlin was in Vietnam.
Instead of writing a report, can I do a dance?
Milhouse is doused in extinguisher foam.
Sorry.
May I type my report? It'll be easier on teacher's eyes.
Yes, in fact, why doesn't everyone type their paper? Great idea, Martin.
Can the paper be 10 pages minimum?
Well, I was going to say 5, but okay. Thanks again, Martin. Martin?
A pair of underpants.
He's gone now, but you gotta admire his spirit.
All right, Seymour. I'm ready for our romantic apple-picking trip.
Yes. About that, Mother's neck waddle got caught in a zipper. I've had a long night of boo-boo kissing ahead of me, but don't worry, I got you these store-bought apples instead.
The apples weren't the point.
Then why were we going apple-picking?
Okay, time to start this paper. World War I. WW1. Well, that's a good start. Time to watch wrestling.
I can't believe it! Uncle Slam has defeated Osama Bin Rotten! Wow! Here comes Secretary of Hate, Colin Kapow! He's dropping sanctions! By which I mean anvils!
Bart's wrapped.
Okay, gotta focus, gotta focus. Gotta look at that bird. Gotta focus.
Damn it! Why did I pay for 100 Xeroxes when I only wanted one? Well, I guess someone else will use the other 99.
Oh, prank or study? Prank or study?
In Old Springfield Library, Bart's distracted from the books by 99 flashing on a photocopier.
What should I do, Lord? Give me a sign.
His trousers fall down, and Bart makes a dash for the photocopying room.
Now, if everyone would open your prayer books.
In each one is a photocopy of Bart's bottom.
Well, boys, good thing we brought the eye soap.
Ow! The burning is love!
Bart's studying.
Russia, Great Britain, and France had formed an Entente Cordiale. Ooh, algebra. I'll just do a few equations. No more distractions.
On the front lawn.
Hey, Bart, wanna go for a ride in my uncle's Black Hawk helicopter? But I just started my paper. It's your last chance. He's probably gonna get court-martialed for this. Black Hawk up.
The helicopter somersaults in midair. The teenage Romeos obey. It's the day Bart's research paper is due. He stares at a sheet that's blank but for the heading World War I by Bart Simpson.
Grandpa, quick, tell me everything you know about World War I.
World War I? I fought in that. Of course, to enlist, I had to lie about my age.
In the trenches, a little boy tugs at an officer's tunic.
When you see my picture, I drew.
Lieutenant Simpson, you've been up for hours. Take a nap. You're no good to us, cranky.
But I'm not tired.
The officer carries him away, and two German soldiers jump into the trench.
Oh, this is great stuff. I can pad it out to 10 pages. Good night, Grandpa.
But I'm not tired.
Good night, sleepyhead. Do you have to poop?
Always.
F, there must be some mistake. It's as long as you asked for.
Counting 6 pages of ads. You're gonna have to redo your paper after class.
Well, if I may dust off an old chestnut. Ay caramba! Ay caramba indeed. And so, on November 11th, 1918, the guns fell silent and peace returned. The end.
Very good, Bart.
Oh, I must have the wrong classroom. I was looking for my girlfriend, not Pam Dauber. Are you ready for a little after-school special? Eyes front, Simpson. Hello, Mother. I'll be right there. Now she wants to get out of the tub.
You've got to stop putting your mother ahead of me. We have a date.
I'll be back in 3 hours. Maybe less, but almost certainly more.
Ms. Krabappel sinks her head into her hands.
He's a wiener, Mrs. K. Just say the word, and his desk is full of boogers.
That's sweet of you. But if I lost Seymour, who else is there?
Bart runs some possible suitors through his mind, including Smithers, Grandpa, Kang, Moe, Comic Book Guy, and Otto.
Okay, there's a lot of low cards in that hand. But since we're both free, why don't you and me hit the town?
A pity date from a 10-year-old? I'll take it.
Springfield's IMAX theater is showing Nature's Biggest Holes.
From the widest gully to the deepest trench, holes define who we are and where we are going. And although Rover here may not know it, he is participating in a ritual as old as time itself. He is giving birth to a hole. Or consider the dolphin, nature's most filmed creature. Even they have holes. Blow holes!
Thanks for going out with me tonight. It really took my mind off stupid jerks. And their mothers.
A heart-shaped locket holds photos of Ms. Krabappel, Skinner, and Skinner's mother.
And did you know the hole's only natural enemy is the pile?
I can't believe you went to the movies with the teacher. What happened to the Bart Simpson who put the mothballs in the beef stew?
Hey, I only hung out with Krabappel because Skinner blew her off. I've never seen her so sad.
You know what made me feel better about myself? That award I got for World's Greatest Dad.
Dad, you bought that because it was full of gummy worms.
And you only wanted those as bait to catch gummy fish.
Which I did.
Homer tears the tail off a gummy fish on a wall plaque.
Trophy.
Hey, Bart, you could nominate Mrs. Krabappel for an actual award, the Teacher of the Year. Then she'll feel appreciated.
They have an award for teaching?
Hey, they have Latin Grammys.
The Substitute Teacher of the Year Foundation is in flames.
It is so hard to choose nominees from all these qualified candidates.
This is the most difficult one-day-a-year job in the world.
Put in the next tape.
I use humor to reach my students.
Dead Poets Society has destroyed a generation of educators.
And so President Kennedy says to Khrushchev,
"Well enough, John, reach for it, pilgrim."
And the missiles are like, "Oh, praise Jesus! Can I hear an amen? Hey, Macarena!"
Next!
I'd like to nominate my teacher, Mrs. Krabappel. She may not be glamorous or entertaining. She's just a real teacher who comes in every day, no matter what. And she never gave up on me, Bart Simpson.
The Bart Simpson?
I thought he was just an urban legend.
If she's danced with the devil in the blue shorts and lived, we have ourselves a nominee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, it's only Wednesday. I hope one of those little hoods puts a tack on my chair. Just so I can feel something. Yay! What's going on?
Edna Krabappel, you've been nominated for Teacher of the Year.
Yay! Oh, my God.
You're crying.
Nelson Muntz, you've been nominated for Bully of the Year.
Thank you so much. Oh, Wedgie.
How does it feel to be nominated for Teacher of the Year?
Well, I can't believe it. This, after I accidentally showed the R-rated Romeo and Juliet. I thought that nipple would haunt me forever.
Oh, reporter Cletus, Outhouse Times, Picayune. Is there any persons, critters, or spells to which you attribute this accolade?
There's one person I'd like to thank for this. We've had our ups and downs, but I can't imagine life without him. Bart Simpson.
Bart takes to the stage, and Ms. Krabappel ruffles his hair.
I can't express how I feel in words, so I drew this picture. These stink lines stand for dedication, caring, and for letting me drink coffee in class. Way to go, Edna!
Yes! Yes! Way to go!
Oh, follow-up query, Mrs. K. if you win this here learning derby, will you forget your kith and kin and leave us all forever?
Leave us forever? I'd better pee on this fire. As principal, I'd just like to say a few words about what this wonderful woman means to this school and to me. Webster's Dictionary defines Mrs. Krabappel as...
Fridge too loud.
Excuse me. I have an emergency page from Mother. This press conference is over.
He scoots off.
So because I nominated Mrs. K, our whole family gets a free trip to the award ceremony in Orlando.
Orlando? Are we going to SeaWorld?
No.
Disney World?
Uh-uh.
Universal Studios?
Afraid not.
Leisure World?
Sorry, Grandpa.
Gator Gulch?
You wish.
Leisure World?
Grandpa, you're not even going.
Wait a minute. I know where we're going. Oh, it's horrible!
Epcot Center.
Oh, it's even boring to fly over it. Oh, God.
It's so exciting. I'm meeting my peers.
Ooh, the future sphere. It's what people in 1965 imagined what life would be like in 1987.
A ride-through attraction.
Eastern Airlines presents The World of Tomorrow. Don't walk, fly in your personal Eastern Airlines air buggy. And say goodbye to the Cola Wars. The victor, Eastern Airlines Cola. And we're not stopping there, because at Eastern Airlines, World Conquest is part of our master plan. Now enjoy the soothing music of the Turtles.
Giant robots whip enslaved humans.
It's nice and cool in here, don't you think?
Welcome to the electric car of the future, sponsored by the Gasoline Producers of America.
Hello, I'm an electric car. I can't go very fast or very far. And if you drive me, people will think you're gay.
One of us. One of us.
Skinner stares at the newspaper headline, "Will She Leave Old Life Behind?" beneath a photo of Ms. Krabappel.
Willie, you're no stranger to the inner workings of the female mind.
Hey, Willie sent many a Vermont teddy bear.
Well, I'm a little worried that, with all this attention, Edna may meet someone better.
Damn straight she will, you brunch-eating popinjay. Your woman's in Orlando, man. You can't take two steps there without falling into a tunnel of love.
Been a fool. I've got to go after her.
Take me car.
A souped-up yellow sports car. Groundskeeper Willie appears on a screen in the dashboard.
Make sure you fill it up with Tikron gas. You don't want a case of the knocks.
Wow, this restaurant is so international. La pizza, their hamburger, Signor grilled cheese. I hope I don't accidentally order an elephant.
What happened to you two?
Honey, I squirted goo on the audience. Fireworks.
Let's go make some fireworks of our own.
I get to tamp the powder.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, I wish I had someone to share this with.
Edna Krabappel, please report to the principal's arms.
Oh, you came.
I took a personal day.
Fireworks explode as they kiss.
Seymour, bring me some ice. My fanny is baboon red after that car ride.
Ow, Mother, we were sharing an open mouth kiss.
You brought your mother?
Well, technically, since she's paying for the room, she brought me.
I am tired of sharing you with your mother.
This woman carried me for 9.5 months. I was out for 2 weeks, then went back in.
Hey, Skinner, do you and Edna want to join Marge and me at Great Moments with Mr. Eisner?
I believe the only venue for me is the Ride of Broken Dreams.
Oh, you mean the Enron ride. Let's go.
A huge roller coaster.
Even.
It plummets into the poorhouse.
good satire.
In the home of tomorrow...
Mom, is that Principal Skinner sleeping in the bed of tomorrow?
Rise and shine, sleepyhead. You'll be late for the next rocket to the moon.
He's never going to get up. He's got no legs.
What are you doing here?
Oh, well, since Edna dumped me, I've been wandering around this park all night. It's educational and offers mild thrills, just like Edna.
Now, before the show, you'll need to take urine tests to prove you're not taking teaching-enhancing drugs.
You can't test what's not there!
We're also pleased to announce that our winner will receive enough money so they'll never have to teach again.
Good Lord. I may lose Edna forever. I've got to stop her from winning. Then she'll be broken, miserable, and mine.
An amusement arcade.
Don't look back. Just keep driving.
Seymour? Glad you're here. You can help me play Halloween Hit and Run.
Hitting pedestrians.
Ooh, this game is going to get some disapproving clucks. But for now, I need my tongue to talk to you. I don't want to lose Edna, so I need you to sabotage her chances of winning tonight.
But I don't want to hurt Mrs. K.
All right, Bart. I didn't want to resort to this, but... This drawing was found on the wall of Springfield Elementary late last week.
All right, I'm in. I'll humiliate the love of your life.
This is the worst thing I've ever done. Even worse than what I did in NAMM.
Skinner pinches a cupcake from the officer's tent.
You're gonna get your parade down my esophagus.
Skinner shudders at the memory.
So many categories. Gym teacher of the year, substitute teacher of the year, most wheelchair accessible school award.
Who will take home the rampy?
And now, to present our final award for teacher of the year, Little Richard.
I love teachers. In fact, I'm a teacher. I taught Paul McCartney to go, woo!
Purple Rain!
Shut up!
Michael Jackson just told me to shut up.
We're down to our last three teachers, folks. And the winner will be decided by one final question, asked by the students who nominated them.
Bart draws a finger across his throat.
I feel terrible. But this is the only way I can win Edna without upsetting Mother.
He has the tiny hands of a chimp.
And now, Bart Simpson will ask a question to his teacher.
What?
Hurry up, son.
I'm sorry. I can't read. Mrs. Krabappel never taught me to read.
Is this true, Edna?
Oh, God, I've created a Frankenstein. Wait! That boy is lying. He's not illiterate.
And he's good around the potty, too.
I'm sorry, everyone. I perpetrated this charade. The boy can read, and Edna Krabappel is the greatest teacher I have ever known. If she can teach me to love, then she can teach anything.
Seymour, your feelings are ugly and wrong.
Are you gonna listen to her?
Not on your life, Reverend. From now on, I'm my own man.
I have waited to hear that for so long.
And it gets better. Edna Krabappel, will you marry me? Now, I must warn you, 2 months' salary only bought me the ring box.
Oh, here, honey. Take one of mine. Woo! Oh, I felt naked there for a minute.
Skinner slips the ring on Ms. Krabappel's finger.
Seymour, of course I'll marry you.
Oh, great. Three in a bed.
Since the show is running long, we'll just go ahead and name a winner.
Edna! Edna!
Julio Estudiante, an inner-city math teacher who taught teenage gang members that differential equations are more powerful than bullets.
What a rip! You all should be ashamed!
Well, I didn't win Teacher of the Year, but I didn't go home empty-handed.
Do you want to check out the bed of tomorrow today?
Oh, Seymour.
I love happy endings.
Well, here's ours. We're going to Disney World!
Searchlight beams pick out Homer as he climbs a wall.
Step away from the wall! Step away from the wall!
Oh, it's so beautiful! One churro, please.
That'll be $14.
Oh! Here. Boy, those pies look good.
Open your gullet, you human blob.
Well, what do you think?
What do I think of the pie? What do I think of the pie? Goodness gracious, it's delicious. That's what I think of the pie. Because...
Should we follow him?
I'm on vacation.